Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, football fans, it's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Charlie Casserly will be on the show with us at 11 a.m. Joe Theismann will join us at noon. This from Randall to start the show. Just read these literally almost back-to-back about 15 minutes ago. Randall writes, mentioning the name this week is silly. You're the only one that would have that, and he writes that, T-H-A-T, in all caps, on your mind. And then I got this from Timothy A., I'm 54 and have three sons like you, Kevin. I'm really happy for them, but I think you're ignoring the elephant in the room. For many of us, it's hard to enjoy this as much as we would have before the name change. I know many that feel the way I do, so ignoring this conversation seems silly. I got two sillies, but for completely different reasons. Welcome to my world. Good morning. Denton is here with me. Start thinking about an answer to the following question. We're going to do a call segment here early in the show. Is there anything that makes you believe or convinces you that they can't win the Super Bowl? Like, is there something that in the back of your mind says, this is a great run and this is so much fun, but nah, they can't actually win the Super Bowl? You know, maybe it's the rookie quarterback thing. No rookie quarterback's ever made it to a Super Bowl. Maybe it's, you know, Philly's got too much experience. Philly's at home. They're a great defensive team. Is there anything that convinces you or makes you believe that they can't win the whole thing? Maybe it's, well, they can get to the next step, but they can't beat Allen or Mahomes when they get there. Start thinking about that, because I have an answer to that, and I've thought about this a lot of different ways. I'll give you my answer shortly. We've got a couple of good what do you gots coming up, including hypothetical Super Bowl point spreads and an outrageous prop bet on a specific player in the game Sunday between Washington and Philadelphia. But real quickly, Randall, I don't think we've talked about the name once this week, not even once. So to suggest that it's silly that it's on my mind, well, let me just tell you, it's always on my mind, but that's kind of funny. And Timothy A., I guess I have kind of ignored it to a certain point. I think Tommy asked me yesterday something about the name, and what I said was, I know for a lot of people, and this is not debatable because I've talked to these people and I hear from these people all the time. I mean, there is a segment and probably a much larger percentage of the fan base than most would believe, especially people that don't know the team or the history of the team and they're newcomers to this, that there are people that are finding it hard to enjoy this as much as they would have, you know, before the name change. There's no doubt that that's true. But anyway, people kind of hear what they want to hear. Good day, Randall, and to you, Timothy A. But I appreciate the listening and I appreciate the feedback. All right, I want to talk about just why they wouldn't be able to win the Super Bowl. I've thought about a number of things, like a rookie quarterback has never won an NFC championship game or AFC championship game and has never started in a Super Bowl. There have been six, and the six that got to this NFC or AFC championship weekend, they all had top three scoring defenses. Jaden's is 18th in the league. Jaden's got by far and away the worst defense of any rookie quarterback to ever make a championship game. So he's an outlier from that standpoint. And it speaks to how great he is, as do all of the numbers, both traditional and advanced. This is the greatest rookie season at that position that we've ever seen. It's probably the greatest rookie season we've ever seen in the history of football for any position, although I'm sure there would be arguments from some of you of a certain age that Jim Brown in 1957 as a rookie when he won Rookie of the Year and he won league MVP would say, no, that's the year. And Lawrence Taylor was, as a rookie, the defensive player of the year, and of course the defensive rookie of the year. That would be the one player that I would point to and say, in my lifetime of watching NFL football, and I did not see Jim Brown play football, that Lawrence Taylor's season immediately came to mind as maybe the only other rookie season that was as great as this one. But that, you know, did not result in an NFC championship game. They got to the playoffs and won a playoff game, but that was it. They won a wild card game in his rookie year, but that was it. I think Jaden, because of the overall progress of the team and the way it's happened, which has been all or 90% plus on him, is the outlier rookie season for any position of all time. And that's why I don't look at things like the past when it comes to rookie quarterbacks not getting there and those that have. I mean, this has been offensive fueled. All of the others were defensive fueled, and they just got beat by more experienced and better offensive teams to advance to the Super Bowl. There isn't right now, in my mind, anything preventing me from thinking as objectively as I can, and that's hard. I concede that. But if I took a step back, and I've tried to over the last, you know, thinking about, you know, whether or not this can really happen, what am I missing here? I don't think I'm missing anything. They are right now clearly the best offensive team left in the NFC draw. Philadelphia is nowhere near as good offensively as Washington. They clearly have the best quarterback of the two remaining teams in the NFC. Today's game is much more about offense than it is defense. And yes, it's a road environment. And yes, it is a tough defensive team and a very well-coached defensive team. But the last time they faced this defense, they put up 36 points after turning the ball over five times. How many points would they have put up had they turned the ball over just three times? Are they going to turn the ball over five times in Philadelphia on Sunday? Probably not. If they turn it over two or three times, are they done? Probably not, because of what they're capable of doing offensively. And then, so to me, Sunday, I actually think they're the better team. I think they are they're better equipped to win this game because they can score, and they can score at will, and they've got the best quarterback on the field. And then in a Super Bowl with 2 weeks to prepare, you know, sure, there would be a lot of, you know, discussion about Kansas City as an experienced team and as a team led by, you know, the GOAT, because if he wins another, we're probably going to refer to him as the greatest of all time. I don't know if we will or not. It wouldn't be crazy to start referring to Mahomes as the greatest of all time if he wins another one. He's still got a couple left to chase down Brady, but, you know, it's been all him. Or a lot him. I would feel a little bit against Kansas City like that would be a problematic matchup. But against Buffalo, you'd be talking about two teams that are there that are, you know, new to the situation, two franchises that are new to the situation. The last time each one of them was in it was, well, they were in it one more year after 91 and lost to the Cowboys for a second time. Or, I'm sorry, they lost to the Cowboys two more times after losing to us. But you get the point. It's been forever for both franchises. And I would certainly look at our offense and Buffalo's offense as a wash, and probably their defense and our defense is maybe a slight advantage. There is nothing preventing me in the most objective way that I can think about this to say they can't win the Super Bowl. That this is, you know, nearing the end of just a special, special turnaround season. And by the way, the introduction of an NFL team that's going to contend for the next 10 years because of what they have at quarterback and what they have in the front office and at head coach, et cetera, et cetera. But right now, in the moment, I absolutely think they've got as good of a chance. Not odds-wise, the odds makers don't agree with me, but I love the play of Washington plus 600 to win the Super Bowl, or wherever it is right now, somewhere between plus 550 and plus 700, depending on where you're looking at it. They are the long shot of the four. But there isn't anything right now that you could convince me is a really good reason as to why they can't win the Super Bowl. Denton, is there anything that makes you believe or convinces you that they can't win the Super Bowl?
The only thing would be the run defense, Kevin, and that is because they play Philadelphia. But if they beat Philadelphia, I don't fear Buffalo or Kansas City when it comes to running the football the same way that I do Philadelphia. But I think they've shown, at least over the past 2 weeks, especially, you know, last week, they have the ability to overcome that. So to answer your question, to give an answer, it would be the run defense, but I have the expectation that they are going to be in the game. So whatever happens and who they line up with, whichever quarterback that is, whether that's Mahomes, one of the all-time greats, or Josh Allen, who's been a generational great, so be it. But the expectation is that they are going to be in New Orleans for me.
You know why I didn't mention run defense, which I've mentioned every single week for the last, you know, 10 or 11 weeks when we do our, you know, what are the keys to win on Friday shows, is because it hasn't mattered. It just hasn't mattered. Okay, they can't stop the run. Well, they'll just score 40 then. They'll just score 30. They'll just score 36. They'll just score 42. It's not just that they haven't stopped the run. They haven't been consistent running the football. Two, you know, tenets to postseason formula for winning championships. Stop the run, run the football. It hasn't mattered to them. They gave up 200 yards on the ground. They gave up 8.5 yards a carry on Saturday night. That's okay. We'll score 45. And we'll get you to turn the ball over, although that was a new thing for this team. This team has not been a takeaway team, and those takeaways were crucial. But, you know, it's okay, Bijan Robinson. You can run for nearly 100.5, but we're going to come back and beat you with 30 points. I mean, it just hasn't mattered. It's all right, Saquon Barkley. You can run for .190, you know. But we're gonna come back. You're gonna turn the ball over five times, but we're gonna come back and score 36 and beat you anyway. 150 he had. I'm sorry, in the second game. It just hasn't mattered. I think I said this to you yesterday. I've harped on the run defense for so long and been wrong as to the impact it would have on the final result of games. Every single week, got to stop the run. Eventually, you're going to have to stop the run. They've won 7 games in a row not stopping the run. So, to be honest with you, I'd be more concerned about Buffalo and their run game with the quarterback involved than I am about Philadelphia on Sunday if Jalen Hurts is compromised. I'm not saying that they can stop Saquon Barkley. I'm just saying in terms of the overall impact it would have on the final result of the game, I'd be more concerned about Buffalo. because James Cook and Josh Allen and Ty Johnson and the rookie Ray Davis, they are running the hell out of the football, and they did it against Baltimore on Sunday. I think, honestly, if we had done this 2 weeks ago, I would have said the same thing you said. But do you see where I am right now? Like, it hasn't mattered. They just beat Detroit and gave up 200 yards on the ground. They beat Tampa, and they couldn't stop Bucky Irving in the second half. He averaged 4.5 yards per carry. They couldn't. They beat the Falcons, and Bijan Robinson basically averaged 7 yards a carry against them. And then, fortunately, didn't touch the ball in the second half because Washington possessed it the entire time.
I'm picking up what you're putting down, but I do think going into this matchup, I don't know that they're going to score every single time, because this Eagles defense is substantially better than all three of the teams that you just mentioned. So I do think it'll be a little bit more of a back and forth, and not only, I think we'll see Tressway at least twice. How about that? I think
Tressway twice, and we turned it over 5 times. That's 7 possessions against the Eagles on December 22nd that we didn't come away with points, and we still scored 36 and won the game. How does that happen?
Well, number 5 is how that one happens.
Exactly. This isn't a rookie. It is by birth certificate, as Vic Fangio said yesterday. But by every other measure, this is an elite top 2 or 3 quarterback in the NFL right now. And look, if they get to the Super Bowl, he'll play one of the other top 3. You know, certainly the number 1 that you would, you know, give based on resume right now. All right, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Is there anything that makes you believe or convinces you that they can't win the Super Bowl? Because I do feel that there are people out there saying, this has been a nice run. This has been really cool to watch. Man, is 5 great. Man, is 17 really good. Quinn, love him. Peters, love him. Love all the stars, you know, Magic and KD and everybody, you know, and all. Matthew McConaughey, I'm sure, will be there on Sunday. Everybody. But this is where it ends. Or it can't, you know, end with a Lombardi trophy if they're playing Buffalo or Kansas City. I think it can. There's certainly nothing that makes me stop dead in my tracks and stopping the Super Bowl train or stopping Super Bowl thoughts. I mean, this is a crazy team on a crazy roll right now. And look, if they didn't have him, if they were doing it with defense in a running game, which we've seen done before to the championship game, I wouldn't feel this way, clearly. 301-230-0980. Take your calls on that when we come back. Also, a couple of what do you gots, including some hypothetical Super Bowl point spreads. And one of the most insane prop bets for Sunday Skins-Eagles game that you'll see in any NFL game at any time of the year. That's next.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
We got a couple of what do you gots, and then we'll get to your calls on the question. What makes you believe or convinces you that they can't win it all? There's nothing that is convincing to me that would tell me they can't win it all. Denton is leaning a little bit on rush defense, and I hear him. We've talked about it all year long, but it hasn't stopped them. They give up yards on the ground every game, and they just keep winning. So we got a couple of what he gots. Before you get to the hypothetical Super Bowl lines, you're a bigger prop bet guy than I am, but I know that this is obscene. It's a perfect segue into what you believe to be the perhaps thing that would convince you that they can't win the Super Bowl. Saquon Barkley's prop bet for rushing yards on Sunday is the highest ever for any NFL prop bet in any NFL game, playoff or regular season. 130.5. Denton, I don't play a lot of prop bets. I will occasionally look at them, especially for standalone games. But how obscenely high is a rushing total? This isn't total yards. This is a rushing total of 130.5.
It's pretty high. I mean, that's a pretty astronomical number. Just for some reference points, Kevin, I pulled a couple of games to kind of compare that number. If you look last week at the Rams and the Eagles, his number was 112.5. Now, for context, they had played earlier this season, and Saquon Barkley went for 255 against Los Angeles. So the books knew that Los Angeles's run defense was a little weak. The week before that, against the Green Bay Packers, his over was 103.5, which even that is astronomical. You don't very rarely see numbers go over 100 when it comes to props. And then finally, against Washington in the Jaden Daniels 5-touchdown game, his number was 94.5, which I bet that one. But it hit. He had 150 against Washington. In the two games, he's at 150 against Washington, 146. So Vegas knows that he's going to have success, but 130 is a monstrous number for any kind of prop bet for somebody not a quarterback.
I mean, just the fact that he was 112 last week against the Rams, maybe weather had something to do with that too, although that would indicate more that he was going to get more carries in the game. But when he went for 255 against the Rams and then they come back and the total's only 112, and then a week later it's 130.5, that speaks to Barkley. It speaks to clearly Washington's run defense.
I think it also speaks, though, Kevin, and maybe we should look this up. I'll do this while I'm talking here. I think it speaks to Vegas understanding that they don't want to throw. Because, like, if you look at some of these games, the last time Saquon Barkley had a game where he did not have, I mean, he had 26 carries against the Rams, 25 against the Packers. To end his season, he didn't play in that final game, but to end the season against Dallas, he had 31. He had 29 that game against Washington. Like, his magnitude of carries is also incredibly large because they don't trust Jalen Hurts. And I feel like Vegas is picking up on that. Like, the prop bet for Hurts over under passing total is 179.5.
By the way, I'm looking at this too. They are incenting you to play the under on this. I'm looking at a couple of spots. I'm looking at plus 120 on the over-under of 130.5 to play the under. Interesting. Look, again, he might rush for 131 yards or more, but he rushed for 150 on December 22nd. And, you know, the other night, Jahmyr Gibbs rushed for 7.5 yards per carry, and they gave up 45 Will it matter? It used to matter. It used to matter a lot. But for some reason, it doesn't matter with this team. All right, give me the hypothetical point spreads for Super Bowl games. Actually, I want to guess. I haven't seen any of them. I promise you.
Okay.
So what's the first one?
So we'll start with my dream Super Bowl and maybe your dream Super Bowl, Buffalo and Washington. A rematch in 91.
Buffalo minus four.
All right, Buffalo minus four. Do you want to take a gander at the total or do you want to leave that for after?
The total would be 53.
Okay. All right. Do you want answers?
I want answers.
Okay. 4.5 and 53.5. So you're like right on the money there.
Wow. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. All right. So if we look at Kansas City and Washington, where Jayden Daniels takes the crown from Patrick Mahomes, thoughts?
So I guess KC is slightly more than Buffalo, but maybe not, because they're only a 1.5-point favorite at home against Buffalo right now, which means on a neutral field, they'd be a 1.5-point dog. I'm going to say that it's the exact same point spread. No, I'm going to say 4 and 51.
You are correct on the point spread, on it being the exact same. It's 4.5. That total is actually a little bit lower. It's 49.5.
Okay.
And the games with Washington on the hypothetical lines, they have the highest total. Do you care about the Eagles matchups in the Super Bowl or no?
Buffalo and KC would both be favored over Philadelphia in a Super Bowl. Am I right?
You are correct.
Actually, I'm just going to say that it's 3-3.
It's one and one. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. I mean, I think Washington would be the worst, would be a tougher matchup for either of the two AFC teams. I just think that you can't underestimate when a team is this hard to defend and this hard to stop. You got to score in today's NFL. I mean, what are the chances really that we're going to see a 16-14 game Sunday? Of course, we'll end up seeing it because I just said that the chances are slim and none. But I like, if I'm a Philadelphia fan right now and I watched Washington against Detroit, I understand Detroit's defense isn't our defense, but if I watched Washington against Tampa, or if I watched Washington against Atlanta, or I remember what Washington did against us the last time, I'm thinking we better possess the football. We better keep number 5 and 17 and 30 and 5 and De'Ami Brown too. We better keep these guys on the sideline watching this game, and we better shorten the game like it was shortened in the Buccaneer game by the way, both teams who just possess the ball. And, you know, we need to score at that point. If we shorten it, we're going to have to score 24 to win. If the game is a multi, you know, beyond a short possession game, we're probably going to have to score 27 or 28. How do you keep Washington below 20?
You don't. You pray. Like, you're not keeping them below
20.
You need
20. A short week.
Yeah,
you need a short week after
you need a
they
short
play.
Week.
Yeah. This isn't a short week. All right. I've had friends that have always told me, you know, if this doesn't work out, just go to Vegas. You can be an odds maker. I think I could be. I did see, by the way, the mayor of Philadelphia doing the Eagles chant. She spelled it incorrectly, E-L-G-S-E-S. Did you see that?
Yeah, I mean, she tried.
I mean, she looked it was outside. She did appear to be a little bit cold in her defense. You know, when you're that cold and it's been cold here on the East Coast, you can kind of, you know, malprop some things.
Yeah, I have that audio if you want our listening audience to hear her.
Yeah, let's go ahead.
Spelling attempt.
E-L-G-S-E-S, Eagles!
It was a couple extra vowels in there, not the correct vowels, a couple extra S's in there.
Yeah, that's Mayor Sherelle Parker of Philadelphia. She was holding a news conference to prepare the city for, like, winter weather conditions on Sunday. You know, they had all that snow in Philadelphia. She looked bundled up and pretty chilly. So
she was bundled up in Eagles green.
She was.
I mean, the spelling is probably somewhere on her clothing.
Look, I mean, when you're, you know, when you're up there in King of Prussia and, you know, places, you know, in Bucks County, Montgomery County, they do say Eggles. So it's not Elgis or Eggless, but it can be Eagles or Eggles. More Eagles than Eggles. All right, phone calls, 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Is there anything in your mind trying to step back from this emotionally and look at it objectively as much as you can that would convince you that they can't win the Super Bowl? There isn't anything for me that could convince me. I mean, I could certainly see Philadelphia's Jalen Carter wreaking havoc, interior pressure, the corners playing press coverage, you know, the run game gets knocked down, they go after Jaden in a major way, and you're in a dogfight. You know, I could certainly see that Sunday. I could certainly see Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs or the Bills matching us offensively, the Bills in particular. But there's nothing that could convince me that this can't happen. This is a team that is playing at a high level, an extremely high level, offensively. All right, 301-230-0980. Let's start with Joe in Bowie. Joe, go ahead.
Kevin, the only thing that worries me is the kicking. We cannot have another kickoff out of bounds, and I'm really worried when it's going to come down to a field goal.
I hear you on that, but their kicker has been a problem too. Jake Elliott's had a difficult year this year. You know, he has, I'm pulling up the stats right now. This has got to be his worst year. 28 of 36 on field goals, 77.8%, his second worst year since coming into the league with Philadelphia in 2017. He's also missed three extra points now, including the two that he missed in the snow against the Rams on the season. He has struggled. Didn't he miss a kick? He missed two kicks in the first half against us in that Thursday night game. Two in the first half. And I'm trying to see if his kicking percentage has been worse at home for some reason, because I believe it has. He also missed a kick here in Washington in the game. Yeah, it looks like he has not had a good year. But I hear you. Zane Gonzalez, that kickoff out of bounds to start the game. I'm like, seriously? I'm like, you're indoors. There's nothing there. But they, you know, they play for coverage, clearly. And they play for angled coverage. And he just missed that one. Yeah, I hear you. If it comes down to a kick, are we going to get the doink? I don't know. Let's go to Billy in Chantilly. Billy, anything that convinces you or makes you believe that winning a Super Bowl isn't possible?
Listen, Kevin, listen, the only thing that would ever stop us in this situation would get Josh and Adam down on the sidelines before the end of the game. Keep them off the sidelines.
Listen, you don't like that, do you?
My brother... No, Quinn lost the Super Bowl with his owner down the sidelines. Keep off the sidelines till the end of the game. My brother, my dad, and I have talked many times over 25 years of finding another team. We never did. We couldn't do it. We couldn't stomach it. I'm a lifelong fan. I'm 50 years old. None of us, whether you're 10 or 110, will ever experience another season like this with everything that's gone through, the rookie quarterback, change in ownership. This is a once-in-a-lifetime team, and I give so much credit to the young fans that have stuck with Washington. And because of this season right here, whether you're 10 or 110, we're all connected now. And Washington's a crown jewel once again. And we've won three Super Bowls. We rocked RFK, and we don't have a jail in the bottom of our stadium. And we don't throw snowballs at Santa Claus. And we don't live in Philadelphia. We live in Washington.
That's the Cincinnati Cleveland Sam Weich delivery. Well done, Billy and Chantilly, who not only has watched games for 25 years, but it's an average of 25 beers each for his father, brother, and Billy during these games. Let's go to Aaron. Aaron, does anything make you believe or convince you that they can't win the Super Bowl?
Kevin, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'd say what scares me most is the offense with a good running game and a dual threat quarterback. You know, with Philly, the second time they played them, I don't know if you remember, they were rolling before Jalen got hurt. So
yeah, they were. They were up 21-7.
Buffalo scares me as well. I mean, with Josh Allen, just that offense is just the only thing that scares me. But I'll say this, the thing that does the opposite of that question is, you know, they can beat anybody. I'm not scared of anybody. You know, they go for it on fourth down and they get it. It doesn't matter. We're going into Philly. We're beating those Dirty Birds. Let's go, Kevin. Let's go.
You know, there's honestly not that it's scary anyway, and I know you didn't mean that, but in terms of being concerned, I'm not concerned at all. Like, there's nothing about going in to the link on Sunday that is concerning to me. I'm actually expecting them to win. I know I picked Detroit on Saturday night. Several of you have reminded me of that, but all week long, I'm like, of course this is a winnable game. Of course they can go in and do it. I just thought it would be a shootout that ultimately they would probably lose to a team that, you know, had some destiny and had a home field advantage. And, you know, 42, I said 28-24 at halftime, almost nailed that. 42-31. I'll tell you this, I'm picking Washington to win Sunday. I definitely feel like Philadelphia is a bit wounded. They're a bit limited offensively. And that as good as they are defensively, and man, do they have some players. And the Cosme loss is actually the slightest of concern that I have, because Jalen Carter is probably the third best player in this game after Jaden 1, Saquon 2, Jalen Carter 3. And the interior pressure is the kind of pressure that could be disruptive. But Kingsbury's got a way around that. He's had a way around that even when Biotish wasn't the center. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Is there anything right now that would convince you or makes you believe that winning it all isn't going to happen? Let's go to Bobby. Bobby, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Hey, Kev, good morning. You
Bobby.
Are weather on the nine. Hey, second favorite job is being a weatherman in a snowy North Carolina today.
Oh, man, you've had it. I mean, the South, unbelievable. The scenes from New Orleans. Did you guys see the – they got 8 inches in the French Quarter. That's unbelievable. All-time record snows for the South.
Kevin,
what did you get?
I'll take a picture when I get off this bicycle this morning, listen to you. We got 5 inches and it's still snowing. I'm at the beach, and it's it's unbelievable.
You're in the Outer Banks, right?
No, I'm not Outer Banks. I'm about 2 hours south. I'm down at Strongsboro,
okay.
Moorhead City area.
Gotcha.
But
okay.
Anyway, go back to your question, brother. Nothing scares me, Kev. This team got hot. Their offense is lethal. But I've told everybody all year long, chance to get to the Super Bowl runs through Philly. I still stand upon that. They've been the best team in the NFC all year long to me. They got a squad. Are they limited now? I think they are. You know, they lost a linebacker 2 weeks ago. That's going to hurt them some. But
N'Kobe
just mentioned
Dean, yeah.
Carter. Yeah, that Carter scares me, you know, because Cosme's out now. And that interior pressure in Jaden's face could be a problem. But, you know, he's been known to get out of all that pressure. But I'm excited, you know. Kevin, we need to take advantage of this opportunity. You're not guaranteed to get back here in the near future, even though everything looks like we can have a chance to get back and be competitive, but we're 60 minutes from the Super Bowl, my friend. This is what we talk
Keep
about.
Keep working
all
on that bike,
years.
Bobby. I can hear it in your voice, but send
working,
me that picture.
Tail,
yeah,
I will,
you're
bro.
Getting ready for the game.
Let's go skins, man. All right, brother. All right,
Bobby, thanks. Appreciate it. Everybody on hold, stay there. We'll continue with these calls. Charlie Casserly will join us at 11 a.m. Joe Theismann today at noon. 301-230-0980. Is there anything that would convince you or make you believe right now that they can't win the Super Bowl? Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, theteam980.com. By the way, we will have the game right here on the Team 980 and 106.7 The Fan, the Westwood One national call of the game Sunday at 3 o'clock. Charlie Casserly at 11 a.m., Joe Theismann at noon today. We will discuss the final four teams, rank them, and rank the quarterbacks during the show as well. Ranking the quarterbacks ain't easy in terms of 1 through 3. We will know today also Jalen Hurts' status for the game. They will practice today for the first time. We'll see what Philadelphia puts out in terms of the injury update on Hurts. Today is the first day they have to provide an injury report, so we'll get info on that. I am expecting right now Jalen Hurts will play. I don't know that he'll be 100%. That looked like a knee injury. But he's not sitting out the NFC title game. That ain't happening. Now, if he's not able to be a part of the run game, that's a massive, massive thing in the game on Sunday. Look, we can't stop the run with 8 in the box and, you know, anybody at quarterback. But if they don't have the dual threat capability of Jalen Hurts as part of the run game on Sunday, it is a difference maker. Maybe Saquon only gets a $140 instead of a $150. But again, like the run defense, it just hasn't mattered. Ian, go ahead. Is there anything that would convince you right now that they can't win the Super Bowl?
The only thing is the run defense that you talked about. And for full transparency, I do think they'll beat Philly. I think Philly's injured. I think Jalen Hurts is not 100% like you just alluded to. I assume he'll play, but I don't think they're running on full cylinder, so I think that. But I think, just alluding to my call yesterday, if a team can stay disciplined, focused, and not lose sight of things, and with Philly being such a run-first team as opposed to Tampa and Detroit where they have quarterbacks that want to throw, if they can stay disciplined and just continue to run the ball over and over and over and pass, I don't know, 25, 30% of the time, I think they can beat Washington. But I think it takes a lot of discipline for teams to do that. Quarterbacks and receivers don't like that type of game plan, and I'm not sure Philly can do it, especially if they fall behind. And I think, like you said, teams kind of feel the pressure.
Okay, you're giving me the analysis of Sunday, but what about you've got them into the Super Bowl now, so is there anything that would convince you that they can't win the whole thing?
Hard to pick against Mahomes. I mean, that's how I feel a little bit on that one. With Josh Allen, maybe. No, of course. There's nothing stopping them. They completely beat down Detroit. So, no, there's nothing stopping
them. All right. Okay. Thank you. Appreciate it. Let's go to our good Canadian friend, Rylan. Rylan, what do you say? Anything convince you or it makes you believe that they can't win at all?
Kev, absolutely nothing, buddy, because nothing is impossible with a guy like Jaden Daniels. Now, I don't love the officiating crew, Simon, and Cosmi loss is going to be tough, but we're going to find a way as we always do. And the whole narrative behind a rookie quarterback never making a Super Bowl, well, that narrative is going to change. And who better to make that narrative change than a guy as good as Jaden Daniels is? And a little note, my sister was at the Vancouver Canucks hockey game on Saturday, and I get a text from her and her friend, and they're watching the Skins game on their phone, and they're fired up, and she's about to meet me in New Orleans. So we're Canada's team. We're going to the Super Bowl, buddy, and let's go kick Nick Sirianni's teeth in Sunday and head to New Orleans, buddy. Hail to the Skins. Let's go.
Thanks, Rylan. And Rylan's referring to what we talked about 2 days ago when the officiating assignments came out. Sean Hockley will lead the unit in the NFC title game. Hockley called the New Orleans game, and he is also, as his crew, and he's got an all-star crew. It's not just his crew, but in Eagles games with Sirianni and Hurts as the coach and quarterback during this era, The Eagles are 6-0 straight up with Hockley as the lead referee. I'll tell you what, these things don't bother me as much as they do you guys. It's more about the kind of penalties that get called and the trends of crews. And this is, you know, he's got referees from other crews. It's not his entire crew. But I'll tell you what, from an absolute standpoint of appearance, Sean Hockley should not be the lead referee in the NFC title game when the Eagles have a 6-0 straight up record with him. It's just a matter of, you know, the look. It's not a good look. Washington 0-1 this year. And remember, in the New Orleans game, Washington got called for a lot more penalties in the game than the Saints did. And they had that clock malfunction at the end of the game. Again, it's not his entire crew. It's more of his crew with Alex Kemp's crew, a little bit from Brad Allen's crew, apparently, and Cleet Blakeman's crew. But still, anybody that has a team that he's refereeing in a game of this stature, where that team is never lost with him as the lead referee, should not be refereeing that game, in my opinion. I don't have a big concern that we're screwed because he's calling the game. From an appearance standpoint, it doesn't look right. Jody, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, Jody.
Absolutely not. There is no way they're not losing this game. They're not. The stars have to align, and I think they're aligning with the injuries on their side. That we've had to play one outdoor game or bad game weather wise, and we've got to go to Philadelphia, and the weather's not going to be that bad. There is no way.
Right.
So I agree that the run defense is the worst. That is the Achilles heel. But it wasn't against them the last time. The second half, they stopped them. And I'll tell you what else I think. I think Marshawn's going to have a much better game this time. I'm telling you, and I'm going to tell you what's better, what's equal to Jaden, who is the best quarterback in the NFC easily, Dan Quinn, who I feel like I owe an apology to, and I've never met him a day in my life because I didn't want him as our head coach, and he was the perfect man for the job, is the power of belief. And they believe they're going to win.
They do
without
believe,
a doubt, they believe they're going to win. And they've got me believing it too. And there's no doubt in my mind, they're not losing to Philadelphia this week. And I can't wait.
Yeah, I agree with that. There is something about the belief that they have in each other, the belief that they have in the quarterback in particular, the trust that everybody has in the quarterback. And there's no doubt Dan Quinn gets a lot of credit for that part of it. Now, would that have made a difference without Jaden Daniels? It would have. It would have been a good starter to a new era, and they probably would have won more games than the over-under at the beginning of the year suggested, but they wouldn't have won 12 in the regular season and 2 in the postseason. By the way, remember about the last game. The run game for Philly was awesome in the first half, but when Philly doesn't have the quarterback as part of the run game, it is a bit different for them because they are kind of a one-dimensional run team. They have just not been able to throw the football effectively enough. Washington loaded the box in that game. Barkley had runs of like 30, 70, and 40 or something against 8-man boxes. I don't know if they'll be able to do that without Hurts. Let's get back to the phone lines and let's go to Paulie. Paulie, finish it up for us. Is there anything that makes you believe or convinces you that they can't win it all?
Big guy, hail to the W, man.
Back at
you. Hail to the no. Nah, look, man. I'm going to tell you about this team, man. The biggest thing with this team is mentally tough. You know, you just read them stats about the running game, running defense, and what we giving up. But this team has an uncanny ability to let the last play go. You know, it's almost like a boxer's mentality where we go out there, we play, we make our mistakes, we give stuff up, we make adjustments to slow things down, or we make adjustments to get things going. Like, look at the quarterback. You said the quarterback plays with a lot of poise. And confidence. Well, that's the whole team. The team takes his lead. If you watch these games, you know, they never let nothing get too high and nothing get too low, you know. So this team is mentally tough. And right now, their mentality is, why not us? And that's going to take us right to New Orleans, man. So now I don't see there's nothing that really worries me, man, because I know this team is mentally tough, and that's going to take us a long way, man. So that's how
you and I talk a lot and have over the years. I think that you're 100% right, but I think what's even more important than that, just in looking and watching them play, there's no answer to them and their offense. Now, I'm not saying that somebody might not come up with one, but the team that they're facing Sunday, they faced a month ago, turned the ball over 5 times and scored 36 points. That's insanity. Nobody turns the ball over 5 times and scores 36. Like, it just doesn't happen. That, to me, is more prevalent. I understand the culture and the mental part and the toughness, and I agree with all that. But the reason I'm convinced is that when I watch them, I'm like, okay, you crowd the box, they go quick game. You come after him, he handles the blitz pressure better than any quarterback in the game. You don't rush him, he slays you from the pocket. You turn him loose in the designed run game or the option run game, and if he makes good decisions, you can't stop that. They have an answer to everything. Everything.
That's my point. That's my point about being mentally tough. Even if you do have a plan to stop them, eventually they figure it out. Like I said, it's like a fighter. You know what I mean?
I think they figure it out almost quickly. Quickly. I don't even know if there's an adjustment. What adjustment did they make to Detroit?
From play to play. Notice in the second half, play to play. They started slowing down the run game and started getting them in second and long. You know, Detroit tried to slow the game down. That's what they tried to do. We can't run.
Well, running trick plays is no way to slow it down.
That was desperation and arrogance. And I said that Detroit's overconfidence was going to be their downfall. And I feel the same way about Philly. You know, us as fans talk the talk, but Philly don't really respect us. And why should they? You know, they still got it in the back of their mind. They was up 21-7. Where Jalen got hurt. And speaking of Jalen, I don't wish no injury on anybody. But we definitely, in the 2 games we played him, when he runs, we've been making him feel it. Because remember, in the first game, he had to go on the tip for a concussion protocol. So that's the key to Jalen Hurts. You got to keep, when he wants to run, you got to put a body on him. You know, so, but that's my whole point. This team is mentally tough. You might could come up with a stop them in a series here and there, but they're going to figure it out. You know, they let that last play go. So, hey, man.
Detroit was definitely overconfident. I think I disagree with you about Philly. I sense that Philly and even their fan base, they know they're in for it, and they know that this is a very dicey situation for them because of what Washington is offensively.
You haven't been on social. Obviously, you ain't been.
I don't spend as much time on social media as you do. That's true. All right, see you. I got to run. I'll talk to you before the end of the week. All right, when we come back, Charlie Casserly will join me. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980 and the Team 980.com.